Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the 25th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Artie Burns, defensive back, Miami.
This was as good a group of corners as I've seen since I've been doing it. This kid was certainly amongst that group.
Whoop! So the Steelers have not drafted well at corner in the past. Do we trust them to get things right in the first round this year when they select 20th? Kevin Colbert, and of course, Roger Goodell's announcement of the Artie Burns pick 3 years ago when the Steelers took him in the first round, and now he will not be a starter for this team. Do we trust Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin to get it right this time around? That's the question.
No. Why should we? Well, you know, until they give us, isn't the default now, until the Steelers draft a defensive player not named Watt, and one that when they need to draft a defensive player, like when someone, well, I don't know if they did. Yeah, they need to. They need to draft an inside linebacker right now that makes a difference, because it's not going to, free agency isn't going to cover all their holes right now. So until they draft one that they need to right now, that plays, that gets it done for them, why should we believe they're going to get the right guy?
Because it's really been, when
the pendulum needs to swing all the way over for us to really have full confidence in them on draft day.
They have picked defense first in the last six drafts. Each year in the first round for the last 6 years, they have chosen defense. And you could make the argument that they've been successful on those picks, two out of those six, maybe three if Terrell Edmunds comes in. Ryan Shazier and T.J. Watt being the other two. They've missed, certainly, on Artie Burns. Bud Dupree, they're going to pay him when, in reality, they probably shouldn't be paying him. And Jarvis Jones was a miserable failure. So, look, if your success rate is at best 50-50 on first-round picks on the side of the ball where you need it the most, so much so that you've done it the last half dozen years, you're right. I don't trust them to do the right thing until they prove me otherwise, until they turn that success rate above 50%.
Yeah, the last time they drafted an inside linebacker, they got it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they got that right.
Right.
The other positions, not so much. Like you said, Edmunds, it's too early on him. And they kept drafting pass rushers because of the failures of the ones before.
Yeah, they kept trying to make up for mistakes with the pass rushers.
Yeah,
so
they were chasing that position. And so I if you want to...
I mean, you can go back to Ziggy Hood, you know, on the defensive side of the ball as a first-round pick.
You want to, yeah.
I mean, that's just a Vander Hood was bad. He wasn't good.
And if you do that, you talk about the last 8 first-round picks on defense, which is the last 10 years, you're still at a 50% maybe success rate because you're adding Cam Hayward to the mix. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get above 50% on defensive picks in the first round, and we'll talk about believing you can succeed in that.
I do. You know what, though? I think there should be a different air about it, albeit the draft and free agency is different. I sense, though, that people will go into the draft a bit happier because the Steelers seem to have changed course and used free agency headed into the draft. Although, they still need to hit just as big in the draft,
well,
though.
And I think you can look at, and we've applauded them for trying to fill or provide cushion or insurance in each of those specific areas of need before the draft. Not having to rely on picking someone in the first round to fill a blatant, wide-open hole. But, at the same time, inside linebacker is still a huge position of need for this team, whether they sign Mark Barron or not. And they've got to prove that they're willing to go out and get one of the guys that they really like. And we know it's one of the two Devons, right? Devon White and Devin Bush. Well, both of them are projected in some mock drafts to go in the top 12. So are you going to do what's necessary? Take the draft capital that you acquired in the AB trade. Are you going to move up if you have to? This is a year they have to be aggressive and go out and get a guy that they want.
Both of the guys are going to be gone. They're not going to want to give up value to trade him. They're going to be left with Mac Wilson. And then he's going to have to come in, and they're going to look at him as a guy who's going to potentially help the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And maybe not quite be as athletic as they want, and maybe not be the tackling sideline-to-sideline machine that they
want. Coupled with Mark Barron, like, we're going to try to make one player out of two.
They're going to try and piecemeal it again.
Yes, Mack Wilson's going to come here from Alabama. Mark Barron's going to be here, as we saw him introduced yesterday. Those two guys are going to try to make Ryan Shazier.
Much like they tried to staple together Cam Sutton, Artie Burns, and Cody Sensabaugh the second half of this year.
Yes, I have a feeling that's going to – because the ask is going to be too much, they think, to trade up to get one of the Devins. Because the better these guys keep interviewing, the better they keep doing at combines, the better they are at their pro days, the better they are at those workouts when teams go and bring them in, not work them out, but, you know, talk to them and interview them and everything. The better that keeps happening, the more their draft stock is just going to rise and rise and rise and rise. And they're going to be too rich for the Steelers' blood, and they're not going to want to pay. Diving into free agency is one thing. Going big and trading up on draft day is another thing, Chris.
It's a huge – and I don't know. Everybody keeps pointing to the fact that they've got 10 picks this year and that they acquired a high third and a fifth, right, from Oakland in the Antonio Brown trade. I don't know if they've got enough high picks to piece together to move up towards, what, the top 12 picks in the draft. I foresee a situation where, let's say, Denver 10 and Cincy 11 take both of those inside linebackers off the board – bing, boom, and there's no way to trade up into the top 10. You're not doing that. You just don't have the capital.
Yeah, I don't know what would the second round pick be worth in order to trade up, because you've got a high third. You've got that Oakland pick, which is pretty high in the third round, which is, I guess, about a dozen.
Then you're talking about giving up multiple high value picks, though. Like, if you're going to give up your second and one of your high and your high third.
If you believe in someone that much.
Because what's the value that they've gotten out of their own draft picks?
Right.
We're talking about that.
Which I personally don't have a problem with, but I don't believe hell could freeze over before they do that.
And who's to say, by the way, with apologies to our good friend Bence, who's to say that Barron and a rookie don't end up being the guys that play mostly at inside linebacker?
Bence's contract says that.
Well,
I would think.
Yeah, especially the restructuring of it with all the bonus money that's now spread out over the rest of the contract.
Well, they're paying him anyway. I don't know. That's the way I've always looked at
that. No, you're right.
Kind of
they're paying him. And they figured out a way to massage cap hits in the past, too. And they continue to do that if that ever became. But that's. They've got to go out and get an inside linebacker still. Like, I feel like we've come all the way back around, even despite the work in free agency, to you've got to get one of those two guys. That's what it feels like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.